With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is CBS Sports Radio. I am JR. It's the JR Sport Brief show. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. All right, I can, and I will be here with you for one more hour. Much love to everybody making that money all over North America. And if you're not making money right now, hope you're relaxed and I hope you're chilling. I hope I can help you out throughout the night. I'm going to be hanging out for one more hour here with producer Susumu and you. And thank you to everybody who tuned in to the first 3 hours of the show. I start this every night, every weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can always listen on your local affiliate. You can listen utilizing the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can tune in to SiriusXM Channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. And so another night has just gone by. Just I blink, I sit down, and then boom, they tell me to shut up. And we had a chance and an opportunity to kind of close the book for now on some of the NFL wildcard teams that went home. We looked at some teams and their futures, who has a bright future, who does not, you know, what teams have some type of stability. If you think about a team like the New England Patriots, they got Belichick. You know, it's just going to see what tweaks that they decide to make, what Mac Jones does in the offseason to progress in year two. And then you have other teams like the Raiders, that despite any talent that they might have on the field, man, you don't know who the general manager is. You don't know who the head coach is going to be. And it's just, there's just always something with the Raiders. And you could all thank, or we could all thank, Mark Davis, who runs the team like, you know, somebody's rich kid, which he is. Nothing wrong with that. And speaking of someone's rich kid, this is actually a team that has continued to win. They had to go through their bumps, and that's the Los Angeles Lakers, who are owned and ran by Jeannie Buss. And we know this by now, unless you've been living underneath a rock. The Los Angeles Lakers this season have been underwhelming. The Los Angeles Lakers this season have just laid a massive egg. And it's not all just because of injuries, whether it's LeBron James and his ab or LeBron James and his ankle or Anthony Davis, who was always hurt, or maybe it's Russell Westbrook just shooting bricks, literally. He's playing a basketball game in Sacramento, and after every shot he takes, they're playing, you're as cold as ice. NBA had to tell the Kings to go ahead and knock it off. And so the Lakers have underwhelmed. And so, who gets the blame? Is it LeBron James? Of course not. It's not LeBron James. This is his show right now. LeBron James is is averaging like 29 points per game, and every time I look up, it's a triple-double here, and LeBron James is not catching blame. Is it Anthony Davis? Yeah, well, you expect Anthony Davis to be hurt. He sprained his knee, and I had to go, oh, my God, here he's hurt again. When somebody like Anthony Davis gets a timetable to return, I ignore it. I don't know when Anthony Davis is coming back. Anthony Davis doesn't know when he's coming back, and it's not worth thinking about when he comes back because the likelihood that he gets hurt again is pretty much sky high. Are you going to blame Westbrook? You can, because this man has sucked. It was a point in time he didn't hit a three-pointer for literally 2 weeks. Embarrassing. The Lakers have dealt with injuries here. Kendrick Nunn hasn't played at all this season. Carmelo Anthony, his back is currently aching. I mean, this is what happens when you got guys who are 37. I thought that the Los Angeles Lakers were still going to be able to compete for a championship. And even right now, despite all of the issues and problems, the injuries, and I'm going to get into this, the defense, I still think that they can do some damage. I would not be surprised if and when the Lakers make a tweak, if they end up on one of these 10-game winning streaks and have increased confidence. Is it Kendrick Nunn coming back? Is it Anthony Davis coming through to help the defense? But in the meantime, Frank Vogel is catching a lot of the heat. The man who won a championship in the bubble, I don't know if that takes away or adds to what he's done. The man who won a championship in the bubble is on the hot seat. It was reported that Frank Vogel right now, despite signing a contract extension last year, he's basically on a game-to-game scenario. The Lakers have lost 3 out of their last 4 games. Saturday, Denver blew him out 133-96. Magic Johnson, who is one of the most prolific and profound tweeters ever, saying things like, you need more points if you want to win the game. He actually had a little bit more oomph. He had a little bit more stank to put on his comments on Twitter. Magic Johnson basically said, after being blown out by the Nuggets, we as Laker fans can accept being outplayed, but we deserve more than a lack of effort and no sense of urgency. Jeannie Buss, you deserve better. Magic Johnson is out here letting everybody know that something has to change. And you want to know what happens when there needs to be change in basketball? Players don't typically go. Coaches do. And that's why Frank Vogel is on borrowed damn time. You know what? After the Los Angeles Lakers actually picked up a victory, Frank Vogel spoke. They beat the Utah Jazz Monday 101-95. They were able to move their record back to 500 at 22-22. And Frank Vogel, he's just like, damn, I'm just happy we won a game.
Yeah, very encouraged. And, it's been what is commanded of our guys. You know, and it hasn't shown up the last couple games. We've all been disappointed. We've all been called out and coached hard on it. And, finally came around.
Yeah, it ain't fun when Magic Johnson is calling you out. Like, you're in charge of the team, and Magic Johnson is having his assistant go ahead and write tweets. That ain't fun. Can't be fun if you're Russell Westbrook as well. It's nice to play at home in Los Angeles. Try to end your career on a high streak. Compete for a championship. Russell Westbrook been cold as hell shooting. Yeah, he had one massive dunk over Rudy Gobert. Russell Westbrook also had to respond to Magic Johnson, saying that Magic, he's entitled to his opinion, but you know he's not here every day. Okay, he doesn't need to be. He can sit down and watch the games. They're not great. You're not great. And so when you think about all the personalities, all of the issues, all of the pressure, all of the big names, guys from Dwight Howard to LeBron to, I guess, Anthony Davis, he's standing around doing something there. Russell Westbrook says, when it comes to our locker room, we're cool.
Our locker room is fine, you know. There's not like we're not dividing and people are not, you know, there's not like a end-all, be-all type of situation. We understand what we have to do. It's just up to us to be able to do it.
Are they going to have enough shooting in time? Are they going to be healthy when it matters? More importantly, are they going to play defense? This is a Lakers team that over the past several seasons, especially winning the championship, they've been one of the best defensive teams in the league. This year, adding Russell Westbrook and putting Carmelo Anthony out there, who unfortunately has pretty much always been a turnstile, This doesn't lend to a great defensive squad. The Lakers are 7th in scoring in the NBA. They are 27th when it comes down to points allowed per game. Where the hell is that going to get you? The Lakers just think that they can go out there and outscore everybody. Hey, LeBron will fix it. I don't know if anybody's going to trust Russell Westbrook to do anything, but I guess they think they have enough stars that they can move ahead. But Frank Vogel, he was brought in to coach the Lakers. Nobody looked at him and was excited, and then they end up having to go into a bubble. You know, they bring on Vogel after Walton. They go the bubble. They win a championship against the Heat. Defense was good again last season. And now they just suck. Vogel's whole situation is supposed to be defense. You think about the Indiana Pacers when he got his start coming on as an assistant, starting as an assistant, becoming head coach. Yeah, it's real easy to have a good defensive team when you got young Paul George out there who ain't nothing but arms and legs. You have Roy Hibbert. You know, at that point, he was at his peak. He was 7'2", 7'3". Roy Hibbert, just park your big ass down there by the basket and lift your arms up. That's great defense. Vogel didn't do anything in Orlando, but who the hell could win a basketball game with the Magic? And then he gets to the Lakers. And so the Lakers are in an interesting spot right now. The writing was on the wall. And it's not funny, but this is just how sports goes. This is how basketball goes. David Fizdale left the television booth to sit on the Lakers bench as an assistant coach. The same David Fizdale who was with LeBron James as an assistant with the Miami Heat when he was winning championships. The same Fizdale who had his chances with the Miami Heat, the Memphis Grizzlies and the New York Knicks as a head coach, and it didn't work out too much. But you want to know something? Fizdale isn't on the team just because. Fizdale is on the team because of his relationship with LeBron James. And so if LeBron James, and he's going to say he doesn't, but if LeBron wants to keep Vogel, he'll keep him. If he wants him to go, then I'm pretty sure he'll express that. And Jeannie Buss, I believe, will ultimately have the final say. But a good majority of that is going to boil down to whatever the hell LeBron James wants to do. And so if the Los Angeles Lakers want to go from a 22-22 also-ran team, if the Lakers legitimately want to compete for a championship that they were supposed to compete for this year, despite their age, do they need to get rid of Frank Vogel? The coach is always the scapegoat, but is he the biggest issue? I say no. I don't know who the hell you add. Do you just elevate David Fizdale to head coach of the Lakers? Is that supposed to make a difference? Are we supposed to drag Phil Jackson out of a house in Montana? Is that supposed to make a difference for the Los Angeles Lakers? The Lakers are pretty much stuck with what they have. Can they change a coach? Yes. Can they fire Frank Vogel? Is that going to allow some bloodthirsty fans and Is it going to get them happy for a little while? Yeah, sure. But the Lakers' defense and the team is not going to improve, A, until Anthony Davis comes back, and we know that ain't nothing you could ever count on. And then B, until the whole team is actually healthy, until you see what you got with a Kendrick Nunn. You know, when Carmelo Anthony's back isn't hurting, the Los Angeles Lakers' largest issue is defense. Yes, but it's not fixed by dumping Frank Vogel. Frank Vogel does not play. Frank Vogel doesn't take threes. Frank Vogel also doesn't put forth effort because he's not an ancient basketball player. The Los Angeles Lakers, their biggest issue is the talent that they have. It's not Vogel. These guys don't play defense. Primarily, none of them ever have. And unsurprising, they just thought that they were going to blow through everybody. I thought they would too. And if they're healthy, they ultimately still might do that for a 5-10-game stretch. LeBron James actually apologized to Laker fans. LeBron James actually said that we're going to do better. Well, what's the change? You can get rid of Frank Vogel. That's not going to fix the talent on the court. If the Lakers want to increase their chances on the basketball court, they're going to have to change the talent. And I have no idea how they're going to do that. Anthony Davis isn't going anywhere, but he's always hurt. Russell Westbrook, what the hell is his trade value? Who the hell is bringing him on? Who's trading for Russell Westbrook? I think we know this already. The answer is nobody. If the Lakers are going to compete for a championship, they're going to have to do it with who they have. And I don't care if you bring in Phil Jackson. I don't care who the coach is. Vogel may not live throughout the rest of the season, but he's not the biggest issue. He really isn't. Susumu, you take a look at the Lakers. What are your thoughts? If they get rid of Vogel, do you see any type of improvement? Does it matter?
It really doesn't matter because I don't think Vogel's really the issue here. The issue is that this team is poorly constructed and it goes to the front office. Like, how do you look at this team and think, let's give up some of those role players that we were really good at? You know what we were good at? We were good at defense, but we kind of need to get Russell Westbrook for some reason, and we need to shave a couple of people off. So let's get rid of KCP. Let's get rid of Kyle Kuzma. Let's get rid of Montrezl Harrell. And then also, let's let Alex Caruso walk, even though this guy, Caruso, was one of the best on-ball defenders in the league. And look at what Caruso was doing for the Bulls earlier in the year, and you can clearly see that that guy was making a lot of difference for their defense, especially when he was a Laker in the bubble. Like, that guy was huge for them, and they just let him walk away, and they're replacing him with these guys that you can't really trust them to stay healthy. And that's part of the issue, is that the personnel is kind of the problem. Like, what Vogel's been given is the issue. I feel like if you give any other coach the roster that they have, can you really say that the defense is going to improve?
No, you can't. And so here we have another instance where the head coach of an NBA franchise, he might be the fall guy. Frank Vogel, he's expendable. LeBron's not going anywhere. Anthony Davis isn't going anywhere. Russell Westbrook and his contract, I'll be damned if that goes anywhere. And so what change do you make? Typically the head coach. Ultimately, I don't think it's going to make a difference. I'm going to open up the phone lines. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Frank Vogel of the Los Angeles Lakers, he is seemingly coaching game to game. Is getting rid of Frank Vogel the answer for the Los Angeles Lakers? Is he the answer to turning their season around, giving him the boot? I say hell no. The Lakers have always been about Hollywood and glamour. Well, this time, this past offseason, as you just heard from Susumu, they went with more glamour. And the Lakers, with their lack of defense, they certainly left out all of the substance. I think the talent is the biggest issue. 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about Vogel? What do you think about the Lakers? It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It was reported in The Athletic that Frank Vogel, head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, he is basically coaching game to game. The Lakers have now lost three out of their last four games. We know Anthony Davis is out with an MCL sprain. What else is new? He's out due to something. LeBron James is doing his part. Almost 30 points and 8 rebounds, 6 assists. He's ridiculous at 37. Russell Westbrook is shooting bricks. We haven't seen Kendrick Nunn at all this season. They've dealt with injuries. They don't play a lick of defense. And their record right now is 22-22. They're getting called out by Magic Johnson. And Frank Vogel looks like he might be the fall guy. I don't know how the hell you change this roster midseason. What asset do you have to give up? And if it's Fizdale or Vogel or me or you, what difference is it going to make when a talent doesn't change? LeBron James says, oh, I'm sorry, we're going to do better. Well, how? Who's coming in? The Minnesota Timberwolves and the Los Angeles Lakers share the same record. The Clippers, and yeah, man, they're going to continue to fall. No Kawhi, no Paul George. They're half a game behind the Lakers. They're going to continue to fall, but I mean, damn. The Lakers currently occupy the eighth seed. They go right back to another play-in. And so is it time to dump Frank Vogel? I don't think so. Unless LeBron thinks it is. Something has to change. I don't think it needs to be Vogel, though. I'm going to get to the phone lines, 855-212-4CBS. And speaking of a lack of defense, I want to drop this in here real quick on the NFL side before I pick up the phones on the Lakers. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. And this week's winner is Bengals linebacker Jermaine Pratt. 6 solo tackles, a tackle for loss, and the game-sealing interception off Derek Carr. Pratt was a major contributor to the Bengals' first playoff win in over 30 years. He helped them beat the Raiders. We saw this 26-19. We always know it's about defense. And if Vogel doesn't have the players, Lakers ain't winning jack. Dan is calling from Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, big fan. Listen to you every night.
Thank you. My
Celtics are having issues of their own, but I think Frank Vogel obviously isn't the problem. It seems to be a pattern, LeBron James getting coaches fired. I think when Anthony Davis comes back healthy, if he ever does, that's going to be huge for them. But I think you need to add by subtracting. They need to get rid of Russell Westbrook and move LeBron to that point forward where he's so successful. But literally trade Russell Westbrook for a bag of potato chips, anything to get him off the floor, I think will make this team better.
Well, that is wishful thinking. Do you think Russell Westbrook, who the hell is taking him in his contract?
Not many teams, maybe a small market that needs to put some people in
Why?
The seats. But
no, that is way past creative. A small market who wants to put butts in seats isn't going to trade away young assets to bring in Russell Westbrook. He's not coming with lions and tigers and bears. You know, he's not
right.
The circus.
I understand that. I think they need to get rid of him, even release him. Do so, but he is, I think,
okay. He's
the biggest problem. He's a ball dominant guard with terrible shooting percentage. They need to surround LeBron with shooters. That's always been the way for them to succeed with LeBron. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be the general manager. I think he's done a terrible job.
Yeah, well, Pelinka, little too late for that. You know, they had an opportunity to go ahead and get Buddy Hield, and they went ahead and got Russell Westbrook. Anthony is calling from Wichita. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, it's always nice to listen to you. Always nice to get in on your show. You're a man with a lot of knowledge. Appreciate listening at you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
You made mention of Fall Guy, and Fall Guys are the titles that the coaches have that LeBron has gotten fired. If you look at the track record, the only ones that has survived the LeBron James fiasco, Eric Spoelstra at Miami, and Tyronn Lue is given a second chance with the team across the hallway from him. And there's always a saying that no one guy is bigger than the organization. The name you hang on that billboard, though, is LeBron James. Usually, most cases, what you've seen with the Lakers and how they're constructed, is going through LeBron James. Yes, I know front office usually has a say, but LeBron James is the front office. And when he says he's sorry, that he's going to do better, that we're going to do better, only thing he stopped short of saying was, I'm sorry I made some boneheaded moves. Because now, look at some of the players that they got rid of and how they're flourishing out from under the watchful eye of LeBron James. You look at Kyle Kuzma. You look at Ball in Chicago. They're playing much better. They're at much better ease. They're playing loose and relaxed because they're not trying to impress LeBron James. They're playing the game because they love it and they're playing with passion. So LeBron James is the one that constructed this team. And Laker fans, that's what they have to deal with. So on that note, thanks for taking my call and keep giving us some good content.
Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate you for calling from Wichita. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. When LeBron James walks onto your team or he is on your team, there's pressure on everybody. Like, there's an expectation now that you're going to compete for a championship. There's no, oh, man, we're going to wait. No, LeBron is here. It's time to go ahead and get a title. And so as a result, there's pressure on the coach. If the coach does not move in a forward direction, and yes, LeBron is that influential. Do I think LeBron James is going out there and just pushing the nuclear button? No, not necessarily. But we certainly know he has more sway and pull than anybody else because the world revolves around him. And so whether you happen to be Mike Brown or David Blatt or Luke Walton, if you ain't cutting it, you know, LeBron James doesn't need to walk around with a sign on his head saying it's time to change things. You know, the owner will look at him and he'll go, yeah, let's move. That's it. Austin, calling from Arkansas, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Do you think moving Vogel will do anything for the Lakers?
Hey, JR, I appreciate the phone call, man. Love the show. I don't think Vogel is the biggest issue here. Yes, you know, you've got to put some on the coach just because, you know, that's what people are going to say, and that's obviously what LeBron wants to do. But I like what you said before the break earlier, you know, defense wins championships. But if LeBron James and that Lakers team does not play defense, they're not going to win another championship, man. And, yeah, the caller said if Anthony Davis comes back, you know, they might have, you know, it might help. But, you know, even with Anthony Davis out there at the start of the season, you know, they weren't great. They were kind of so-so. And, you know, Russell Westbrook, he needs to just, he just needs to stop. He just needs to take his time and, you know, go back to like what he was in Oklahoma City, like before he, you know, lost his, you know, two all-star teammates that basically left him out to dry. And, you know, I like what Sus said as well. You know, there's not a damn thing that's glamorous about those Los Angeles Lakers right now, man.
Yeah, no, there's no glitz, glamour, or Hollywood. They're pretty ugly. They're like downtown L.A. Hi, everybody in downtown L.A., but we know there's some spots that can get cleaned up. Hey, Austin, thank you for calling up from Arkansas. Maybe Hollywood Boulevard. You know, here's a tip for anyone, and I love Los Angeles, okay? This is a tip for anyone going to L.A. Hollywood Boulevard. Sounds nice. Sounds like a nice experience. I don't know what's worse, Hollywood Boulevard or Times Square. You're going to get attacked by Batman and Elmo. You got to step over some dirt on the street. And by dirt, you can fill in the blank for what dirt might be. Yeah, I guess that's the Los Angeles Lakers. It's like visiting Hollywood Boulevard right now. It sounds nice, but it's pretty dirty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. In a few minutes, they're going to tell me to shut the hell up and to go away. But before I do that, I'm going to get to more of your phone calls. We've been talking about the Los Angeles Lakers. The fact that Frank Vogel, it's been reported that he is basically coaching game to game. I tell you, getting rid of Frank Vogel ain't going to make a damn bit of difference. What head coach is coming in that's going to change this? The players is what needs to change, and that, unfortunately, is a hard task. The Lakers can score. They got to stop somebody. You know, I still have in the back of my head, just because of the amount of talent, that maybe they'll hit a patch where they win 10 straight games where they can get their confidence going, but not with all the injuries. Not with letting teams go out there and just drop 112, 113 points per game. So I'm going to get more of your calls on before I have to roll out. I got a lot of callers here, so just please be succinct with whatever opinion that you want to share with us. Let's start with Timothy. He's calling from San Jose. Timothy, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, JR? How are you doing tonight?
I'm great.
Good. So I really don't think it's the coach, Frank. It's just the roster that they have. Like you had said, they had an opportunity to get Buddy from Sacramento. They didn't need a Russell Westbrook. They needed a shooter, somebody that pretty much created off the dribble, that doesn't need the ball in his hand. And also, did the Lakers have the same roster back in 2019-2020 season, like with Alex Caruso and all them?
What, now? What do you mean?
No. Well, I'm saying everybody that's been calling saying their roster in 2019 and 2020, they got rid of all those guys, but that roster still didn't – they had to play in just like this year. They have to do a play in also.
No, that was the bubble year when they won a championship.
But I'm saying last year when they got beat by Phoenix, they had that same team, right?
Oh, well, yes, but they were hurt towards the end, and so that's why they ended up in the play-in. So, yeah, LeBron James was hurt, and then Anthony Davis was hurt, and then they went in a different direction this past offseason.
I got one more question. Is there a reason why you're not on Sunday nights?
Sunday? Why the hell would I be on? What are you trying to
Because make? That's like the playoff. I mean, I was like, man, I have to wait till Monday to hear what your opinion is. I was like,
you want me to work every damn day? What is this?
Man, if you're that good, that's the supply and demand.
So let me tell you something. Here, Timothy, hey, listen.
Yes, sir.
I am on air every single weeknight, Monday through Friday. On Saturday afternoons, I work in New York City on WFAN Sports Radio, okay? And then before COVID was here, I was broadcasting on NBA television. How many damn jobs do you want me to have? Can I have one day off?
Go for it. You know, I forget I brought it up. My bad.
It's okay, Timothy. Thank you for calling. I'm happy that you're here. I'm happy I'm here too, but Monday through Friday, okay?
I got you.
Thank you. Timothy calling from San Jose. He wants me to work every day of the week. Can I have a day? Jeff is calling from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about Vogel?
Oh, thanks for taking my call, GR. And I think it don't matter who coached the Lakers. I think the blueprint is already laid out in L.A. when from the late Dr. Buss, may his soul rest in peace, when he decided to keep Magic and get rid of the coach. I think that's the blueprint in L.A., no matter who coaches. They're not going to get rid of LeBron James and leave Frank Vogel. So that's out.
You're talking about LeBron's Paul Westphal. Yeah, but that – and it's not just a Lakers thing. It's an NBA thing. The players have the power. That's how it's always been, yeah.
That's how it's always been. That's right. The superstars stay, then the coaches go. Thanks for taking my call, JR.
Certainly, Jeff. Thank you for calling from Cleveland, especially if I want to think back for the past 30 to 40 years. But, yeah, the players have certainly – procured more power, basically because they have more money, make more money than the coaches. Lou is calling from Detroit. Go ahead, Lou.
This is on Rob Pelinka. No one is mentioning his name. He's the general manager.
You know, Lou. He's been mentioned. He's been mentioned.
Okay. Well, I don't hear it as much as Frank Vogel.
Well, because Frank Vogel, that's we just discussed this with the last caller. Coaches across the league,
right?
Typically, they're easier to get rid of. They're the scapegoats, yeah.
I totally get that. But what I'm saying is, this is what happens when you allow – I don't care how good the player is. This is what happens when you allow the player to put the roster together. They panicked last year from losing in the first round to Phoenix. They overhauled the roster when they didn't have to do that. I wouldn't mind tweaking it. You had DeMar DeRozan, who was begging to be a Laker. Kid from Los Angeles. You had Buddy Hill, who's a shooter. LeBron James needs shooters. They didn't get those guys. He wanted the veterans, the guys he felt he trusted. And now you see where it's at. And what's going to happen is Frank Vogel is gone. And once again, LeBron, I'm a LeBron guy. Don't get me wrong. But once again, LeBron to give the rings to his coach from Miami, David Fizdale. And that's the way the thing is going to roll. But if Rob Pelinka as the general manager, he's got to take a whole lot of heat for this too, because he ain't doing his job. He allowed LeBron to do it, and this is the position that Laker fans are in.
Well, this is and thank you, Lou, for calling from Detroit. This is just business as usual. Ain't nothing new here. Not a damn thing is new here. And there's very few players. How many players have the influence of LeBron James? I would say that Kobe Bryant didn't even have the influence here. You know, if I have to think about another player in the NBA, it was Michael Jordan. And he had to go through fights to get what he wanted. It's tough. So I get it. You say player, it's LeBron. We know that. Tony from Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
It'll stop, but I can't move it.
Oh, no. I'm afraid of – hey, Susumu, were you also afraid of what the rest of that conversation was going to sound like?
Well, it was teetering towards something, but you want to basically stay on the cautionary side, you know?
Yeah, no, it sounded like someone was getting ready to get their ass whooped. Look, if you're going to call me, do me a favor. Make sure that we do not just have to bear witness to an audible crime. I don't need to hear anybody getting their ass whooped, somebody yelling. If you're going to order food from the restaurant, you know, just wait a little while. Certain things we don't need to hear. Let's talk to Rich from Detroit. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. You sound like you're in a very well-settled place, not like you're going to yell at anybody.
Nah. I'm all good over here.
Good. What's up?
Okay, so changing a coach midway through the year is not going to do anything for any team, but to me, people have mentioned how LeBron, they changed the Laker team before. My thing is, if you look back over LeBron's career, I don't care if you go all the way back to Cleveland, there's a pattern. This dude loses more games in the weeks leading up to the trade deadline. And in the years where he doesn't have a super team that's got like a 60% chance of winning, you see he loses games. It looks like almost he gets disinterested about 2 to 3 weeks. And usually it's not coaches. He usually gets massive amounts of players traded right before the trade deadline. And it's his ultimatum to his team to switch players. It seems that now, because they don't have the chips to go and trade and bring in not even a star, but not even like semi-good players, that I guess his ire is aimed at that coach and getting him fired right now, because usually he goes on a swoon and leading up to the trade deadline and they got to go and bring in 2-3 players.
Yeah. So what are you saying? He's tanking?
I'm not saying he's tanking. I'm saying he's done it like several times in his career. If you go back and look, I can remember having this conversation on the radio before. Like, LeBron, is he doing this on purpose? They're just now all of a sudden they can't beat the Sacramento Kings. I mean, he's done this before, and then you look up and they move 2-3 people out and 2-3 new people come in.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Well, it's I haven't
said I don't know
down.
Why people don't – it should be – it's old. This is old – you know, this is old trick. It just – I think it's done ran out. He can't move. They don't have any players they can bring in because they don't have anything except these old dudes who can only play with him.
Well, I don't know how much. I'd have to go back and look at the last, 15, 16, 17 years and figure that one out. So, but let's see what they do this year. I'm not all that positive that they'll make a move. God, we know we got to see what can actually take place. This is going to be an ongoing story here. It really is. Los Angeles Lakers, hey, guess what? They are a soap opera. And this soap opera here tonight is done. The JR Sport Reef Show is done. As much as one of our callers is like, hey, I'd love to hear you on Sunday, I'm only here weeknights. So that means I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We're going to talk about the Tennessee Titans. I'm going to give you a new top six list. I'm going to keep you up to date as we get closer to the NFL divisional round of the playoffs. The JR Sport Brief Show, you on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. Don't miss me too much while I'm gone, though. Thank you so much to producer Susumu. Thank you for listening. If you miss me, if you want me on Sunday, follow me on Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. I put videos up. I tweet. I do all of that. Follow me. Hit me up. I'll catch y'all later. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Why? Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. Thank you, Sus.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.